As with most everything else, the COVID-19 crisis hit U.S. public education hard. In most of the country, schools closed suddenly. Many schools asked teachers to continue offering their classes online. Tests and the school year were restructured, while sports and other school activities were canceled. It has been a difficult time for all students across the United States. But for those completing their final year of high school, the loss is sharper. No prom, their last school dance. No graduation ceremony to celebrate their success. No party to mark a major passage of life. Photojournalist Matt Mendelson could see the sadness in his own daughter's eyes, and she is only an 11th grader. With luck, she will get to enjoy a public graduation ceremony and all the usual social activities in a year from now. But her father was moved to do something for her older schoolmates, the seniors at Yorktown High School in Arlington, Virginia. Mendelson volunteered to create photographic portraits in honor of every 12th grade student registered at Yorktown. He sought to produce images that capture each student's special gifts, hopes, and dreams. The project might seem an unlikely one for Mendelson, who spent much of his career shooting pictures of presidents, movie stars, war zones, and sporting events. When we first started the project, I was trying to capture a bit of lost baseball season, the lost swimming season, the lost graduation, the lost chemistry awards. But soon, Mendelson said, the project changed from a documentation of loss to one of students' hopes and dreams. Jonathan Saldana's portrait, for example, shows the student standing with the telescope he built himself. Jonathan, who wants to become an astronomer, has been accepted to an honors program at a nearby university. But, like everyone else, he does not know if the school will open for fall term. And he is not excited by the possibility of beginning his college career online. It's just a little harder to stay focused. There is just less motivation, he said. His classmate, Galilee Ambelou, has similar feelings. She plans to study chemistry at a university in North Carolina. If they do make the first semester online, I'll probably defer until the spring semester, she said. If I don't learn Chem 101 and Bio 101 correctly, I'm not going to be successful on the higher level sciences. And as for the last 4 months of her senior year, it was kind of devastating because I worked so hard. Galilee is not an attention seeker, so it took some persuading from classmates to get her to take part in the portrait project. Now she is happy she did it. She smiles broadly in the picture, chemistry test tubes in her hands. I'm not going to have many senior-like memories, so this would be like a good memory that I could show my kids, Galilee said. Rowan Jones, a history and philosophy student, was supposed to go to Shanghai, China later this year as a student of New York University. If schools remain closed, he says, he will take online classes. It's good to be productive, he says. Rowan leans on a group of books in his portrait. Student Grayson Flores rests against an old magnolia tree for her photo shoot with Mendelssohn. She holds an old typewriter, some books on the tree roots and grass around her. Grayson, who writes poetry, plans to study education so she can teach in an elementary school. And I'd love to have a book published one day, she says. Grayson is wearing a special dress in her portrait. She had been saving it for 4 years to wear on graduation day. But the public health crisis meant that day would never come. So, she said, I figured this would be the perfect time to wear it. She also expressed thanks for Mendelssohn's photo project. It felt really great to see that we were not completely forgotten, and that we were still being remembered and had a way of showing how we are feeling, she said. Matt Mendelssohn says the project that began as a way to lift spirits locally has gone viral online. The senior portraits have been shared again and again around the world. We have been on the evening news and the Today Show and the Washington Post, he said. Now I'm getting emails from Sydney, Australia, saying good luck to the seniors of Yorktown High School. Sounds as if this graduating class will be remembered for many years to come. I'm Katie Weaver.